The market was down considerably yesterday.
It was, but it all kind of happened in an instant. In fact, the market was up yesterday morning. Nobody knows. You know, you never can prove cause and effect what happens in the market. Some people say it's because of some of the things that the president said when he called for greater sanctions. But the people on Wall Street says it was because of a huge mega trade that was made betting short against the S&P, a $200 million bet that the S&P was going to drop, buying some options on the S&P. You don't really know. This morning, futures are up about 20 points. And we just got some economic data that may help help the market this morning. Of course, it's Thursday, so we get first-time claims for unemployment benefits. It dropped again. Last week, it was 321,000 people filing for unemployment for the first time. This week, it drops another 10 to 311,000. The forecast was 325. And we get the final reading on GDP, gross domestic product, for the fourth quarter. It was revised actually upward from 2.4 annualized rate to 2.6. Of course, that's not the kind of number you'd expect to see in China and other places, but we'll take it. It's above zero, and that's the main thing. Yesterday morning, we talked about the IPO, the initial public offering craze that's going on, and literally the craze over King Digital Entertainment, which is the maker of the Candy Crush game that 97 million people a day play on their mobile devices. Well, it didn't go so well. You know, IPOs have been much hyped. There was a huge uptick in Facebook and Twitter and others. Didn't happen with the Candy Crush maker. It got hammered. It closed down 16% over its IPO price. In fact, it opened up down 9% and just got worse during the day. It's up just a tad this morning before the market opens. Experts say it's because they're basically a one-trick pony. They have some other games, but nothing compared to the Candy Crush game. And until they can prove to the market that they can come up with another winner, it's probably going to trade at these kind of valuations. Now, what we had yesterday was big news related to the various banks. This is the too big to fail club, and that is the Fed is approving some capital plans and rejecting some capital plans. Citigroup got some very bad news yesterday. Their dividend's been stuck at a penny a share, just a nominal amount to say they pay a dividend since the crisis in 2008. Well, they were going to raise their dividend and do some repurchases of their stock. The Fed says nope. They rejected their capital plan, says they haven't made enough progress. That stock's down 6% this morning before the market opens. But others whose capital plan was approved, other too-big-to-fail banks in that fraternity, got approval from the government. Wells Fargo raising their dividend, Morgan Stanley doubling their dividend, saying they're going to buy back $1 billion of their stock, and J.P. Morgan raising their dividend by 2 cents per quarter, and they're going to buy back $6.5 billion of their stock. And the other big bank that was in the news yesterday was Bank of America. Bank of America reaching a $9 billion settlement with the government, with the FHFA. They're going to pay about $9.3 billion related to lousy mortgages that they marketed. Now, altogether, the federal agency, the FHFA, has filed claims that are over $200 billion against the big banks related to mortgage-backed securities fraud. This is another $10 billion that will go into the kitty. But in spite of that, Bank of America, whose capital plan was approved by the Fed, says they're going to increase their dividend from a penny a share to 5 cents a share, that's per quarter, and they're going to buy back $4 billion of their own stock. Now, the news that buried in all this is the fact that the big banks have done a pretty good job of recapitalizing themselves. And frankly, U.S. banks are much further ahead than the European banks are in terms of overcoming the balance sheet problems that arose because of the crisis in 2008. So the Fed says that with the exception of three or four of them, Citigroup being one of them, they're in pretty good shape.
That's good, John. We hope that that continues in terms of these buybacks. That seems to drive up the stocks.
Well, that's the plan. We'll see if it works or not.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Always cautious, checking things out. He could help you if you'd like him to, or maybe you have a question about something he brought up in the broadcast. You could certainly visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The phone number is 479-782-2527.